herein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I have Senator Mike Cronk calling in from Juneau, Alaska. Senator, how you doing, sir?
I'm great, David. How are you?
Doing well, or are you packing up and moving on or moving out?
Moving out. I got some stuff to air cargo today, and so, yeah, get out and figure out when we're going to come back in this third special session.
Hello, my name is Mike, and I live through special sessions. How many special sessions have you been through now in the last, what, 5 years?
6 years. The first year was through August. And then back in October, so I think there was four or five. I don't even remember. It was a blur.
And you're coming into your third. So when does that start? That starts July 27th.
It does. You know, officially, that's what the governor said, but it doesn't appear the Senate is going to come back until August 10th to gavel in.
So about halfway through, they'll gavel in.
Yeah, with about 7 days left, yeah.
Is there anyone trying to figure out a direction that everyone can go and agree on?
I just don't think so. I just think, you know, the Democrats and that majority over there in the Senate side just are adamant that there's no gas lane legislation without an S-Corp, provision in the bill, which is pretty sad because the S-Corp deserves its own attention. Like, you can't, even people in revenue don't know what it does. They can't tell you how much it's going to generate. You know, could be 100 million, could be 10 million. No one knows, right? So it deserves its own attention. It deserves probably a year or two of committee meetings and stuff and trying, you know, they haven't been able to pass it. So what do? You try to stuff it into a bill. And here we are. We're at gridlock.
Oh boy. Again. Well, what the heck? You know, I sense the frustration between the governor and Senator Wilkowski, and the senator has basically called him a BS artist, you know, publicly, and finally said it.
Yes, he did. I will not badmouth people and stuff like that, you know, Senator Wilkowski has his, you know.
You got to work with him. I don't.
Right. He's got his platform that he's got to go off of. But, the reality of it is like this, if you want to do the S-Corp, bring it to the Senate, go through the committee process, and then bring it to the floor and see if you have the votes to pass it in both bodies and the governor to sign it. Don't try to, I just don't fathom how anyone from Anchorage at this point cannot be behind a clean gas line bill just to see if Glen Farm can get it built, right? It doesn't mean the gas line is getting built. Let's be very clear. It's the opportunity to get contracts and stuff. And I just can't fathom that. You know, I know how important, you know, cheap energy is to Fairbanks, and it wouldn't be instant like it would be Anchorage. Once that pipe's hooked up to Anchorage, it goes right into their infrastructure. You know, Fairbanks obviously is going to be delayed. We got to get the spur line built. But it gives people hope. Okay, we got something on the horizon that can work. I told them at the press conference, if you guys aren't listening to this, don't listen to us. Listen to John Sims, who's the president of NSTAR. He's telling you right now, they're not sure if they have enough gas for this coming winter.
Yeah, that was in this morning's paper.
And he said it. He's saying it adamantly. And I'm like, how are we not willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that there's no brownouts in this state? That we're gonna get this built and use our resources that other countries wish they had, right? Not just states, countries wish they had what we have. So it's beyond my parameters of understanding here. So.
Yeah. Oh, I understand it totally. They're stupid. Sorry, Wilikowski, the BSer of Anchorage, but you know it's you have the corporation that provides gas to what 60% of the population of the state of Alaska, Anchorage, Palmer, Wasilla area.
Kenai, Homer.
Yeah, and they're saying we may run out of gas this winter alone. And then you have Bill Wilikowski, who lives there and is an elected official, trying to two-block a gas line bill with a tax bill. And those are two separate things.
Correct.
I'm just trying to, you know, am I missing something, Senator Cronk?
No, you have it right. You know, and the thing is like, oh, we have to get our part of the wealth, right? And I think that's part of it is they're just so desperate to spend more money that, I mean, this gas line would have been built already if it was totally, you know, economical. It hasn't been, right? You know, in the big people need a 20% return on investment, and Glen Farm is more small guys. It's like they can do this with a 10%, but you can't do it the way, you know, the mill rate was set in 1974, I believe. We haven't changed the mill rate. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for a gas line. It works for oil.
Yeah.
Now,
here's the thing about it, and correct me if I'm wrong here. If you put a tax on an S corporation, basically they're going to put that as a pass-through fee to the user, such as people in Alaska. So everyone's crying about the high costs of utilities, and you have Senator Wilikowski trying to increase the cost of utilities by putting on an S tax or an LLC tax, which then will be passed through the RCA onto the consumers.
That's spot on. I mean, and that's pretty much the baseline. And, you know, he did say the other day that, hey, you know, his constituents can handle more costs. And I'm like, you're in one of the poorest parts of Anchorage. When those people that have those rentals have to increase their costs through your rent, I don't think they're going to be that happy, right? You know, my thing is, like, I'm just so perturbed that this legislature, this body, lawmakers, can be in the way of something so amazing for our state for the next 50 to 100 years, right? You know, I mean, I was excited. Like, I want to vote for this. I want to get this, you know, this is kind of, you know, generational, you know, and all of a sudden, no. And it just, like, deflates everybody. Like, where's our hope? This state is, you know, there's no hope. It's like, you know, people in Fairbanks, they saw a long winter this year. You know the cost.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And, you know, at least this is, okay, we're on the path to, you know, hopefully reducing our cost, blah, blah, blah. And now we're like, nope, sorry, we're just not doing it. We'll come back next year. And I mean, you know that. Every year we delay is devastating. I mean, we should have built Wantana Dam 35 years ago. We'd be at 10 cents a kilo electricity. But no, we couldn't do that, right? And so now we're in this pickle that we can't get out of for cheap. You know, if you start importing gas, which is, I guess, their plan, that's going to increase their rates by 40 to 50% across the board. And John Sims is very clear about that.
And they have to sign long-term contracts. It's not a one-year spot-on deal.
Correct. And you got to build that infrastructure that, you know, can accept that, right?
Yeah.
And to me, it's just like, what a waste. Let's just do what's best for Alaska, you know. And the other thing is, what's the maximum benefit? The maximum benefit is taking care of our people.
Yeah.
Not what comes into the coffers. It's like, are our people having cheap energy? And you know, the more money they have in their pocket, the more money they spend on our economies, right? No, we can't look at it that way. We've got to see how much government can spend. And it's such backwards thinking right now.
I can always tell the difference of myself and, say, someone like Bill Wilikowski in economics. You can always tell. I look at economics for the end user.
Yep.
He's looking at economics for a state coffer that he can spend.
I believe, I mean, I have to believe that at this point, because there's no other rational thinking that gets me to anywhere other conclusion of that, right? And my thing is, I want to take care of all Alaskans as best as we can, and let's use our resource to do that while we're generating possibly $26 billion over the next 30 years, and hundreds of millions, billions of dollars for, you know, our local, you know, boroughs and stuff like that on top of that, right? But then we're providing a cheap energy resource for us. Like, we don't do anything for us. Like, well, and that's the shame part of it. It's like, let's take care of Alaska. We have it. Let's take care of us. Prioritize.
Senator, we're going to take a quick commercial break, okay? And Fairbanks, I got Senator Cronk calling in from Juneau. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in and explore their extensive fishing department. Rods to reels, lures to lines. You'll see fresh and saltwater, as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaska-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear. Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
We're here with Justin Prox and fishing in Prince William Sound. The halibut has been pretty good. The charters are really killing it here in Valdez. What are you hearing about in Prince William Sound as far as halibut and then rockfish as well?
Well, the fishing for halibut has been really good in the Gulf. Outside of Prince William Sound has gotten really hot. That's something that a lot of smaller boats are having a hard time getting to because of weather, but those big charters are hitting big fish every day over and over and over, sometimes coming back with multiple over 100-pound fish multiple days in a row. The charters are doing fantastic. And then inside the sound, you've just got to kind of pick your spots a little bit better. You want to avoid areas that are frequently and easily commercially fished for halibut or long-lined. And a lot of fishing on the west side of the sound has picked up because of that. That is Glacier and Naked Island, Smith, Applegate, those areas, Knight Islands have really picked up in halibut fishing now that the salmon run is starting to come. So you just kind of fish deep, fish below the salmon, and people are picking up a fair number of halibut that way.
And the multi-day trips is mostly just to have more time on the water fishing rather than traveling to the fishing grounds.
Yeah, right. In a 12-hour single day trip, you spend 3 hours going out on a charter and 3 hours coming back. That means you get to fish at most 6 hours. On a 2-day trip, you spend 3 hours going out and 3 hours coming back, and you're going to go out 36 hours. So you're going to spend like 30 hours fishing instead of six.
Coming to Valdez? Stay at Valdez RV Park. These TripAdvisor reviews tell you all you need to know.
Each site was clearly labeled, ground was graded well, and it's so close to the harbor.
Owners are friendly and accommodating, and the laundry, shower, and bathrooms were very clean. They even had s'mores at the fire pit.
Visit ValdezRVPark.com today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, 50. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, high temperatures reach up to 69. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Senator Mike Cronk on the radio with me, calling in from Juneau. Senator, are you ready for a phone call?
You bet.
Here we go. Hopefully he's still there. He's been on over the commercial here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hi, this is Eric.
Hello, Eric.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. You're on the radio.
Well, I got a little bit of an issue.
Okay.
The American Legion out at Post 30 is hosting a wing cook-off for a charity. And I can't find any judges for the wing cook-off, so I was seeing if a foodie like yourself wanted to come out and be a judge for us.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take down my phone number, 907-750-2888. Call me there, and we'll discuss this. I have Senator Mike Crunk on the line from Juneau, and we're talking about gas line stuff and everything like that. You have any thought about that, Eric?
Well, I was just trying to, you know, it's really the whole gas line debacle is a mess. And I wish our state legislatures would figure it out, say that, you know, we need this and we got to get it.
There you go. Okay, you got my phone number, right? You know, a wing competition sounds exciting.
What was your phone number again?
907-750-2888.
2888.
Yep.
All right, I got you.
Okay, buddy, you take care. Bye.
All right, thank you, David.
Yep. Oh, quit laughing. Yeah, okay. Oh, man. God, I feel for you, buddy. I really do. It's going into the second half of summer, and, you know, you got a great daughters and grandkids and dad and dogs, and you like to get out into Alaska hunt and fish, and, you know, you're taking one for the team on these extra sessions.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough the other day to have a friend here in Juneau and got out and got some fishing and got a few silvers, not enough, but at least I got to go enjoy the water, you know, a little bit of sanity. But yeah, no, I don't ever want to complain about it because I'm the one that volunteered to sign up to do, you know, represent the people, but it really does put a crimp on your life, especially, you know, if you're, you know, you have to cut wood or anything like that, you got to squeeze it all into this time frame, especially like this year. Last time I got out for a few days, I got, you know, went down and got to see my new granddaughter, you know, a few days with them, thankfully, you know, so, you know, things happen. I signed up for it, you know, but it is frustrating. It's a big sacrifice for everybody that does it when stuff like this goes down.
You were with a member, you were one of six or seven members of a joint House Senate committee that really nothing happened, it seems like.
No, and it's the process, you know, when you have a conference committee, and it is no different from when the budget has a conference committee, you know, right? And so you have your two majorities, they get two members each, and the minority gets one member each. And pretty much the two majorities figure everything out, and you're just the pawn sitting there waiting, you know? And again, that's how it's always been. But you know what? I'm frustrated enough to say that's not how it should be, right? So I'm like, I would really like to be in leadership so we can fix this. If you have six members of a committee, all six members sit down at the table, let's roll through everything, vote publicly, talk publicly. I think Alaskans deserve that, right?
And, yeah.
You know, and I am fortunate over in the Senate side. I'll give you know our leaders in the Senate side that I had to work with. They kept me apprised of here's where we're going with this. You know, I didn't have a lot of say in any of it, but at least I knew. The schedule, had no clue. Like, we were supposed to be back this last Monday. Well, you know, we're going to come down Monday, but we might not have committee till Wednesday, which was delayed till Thursday. And we really didn't know until hours before, right? You know, so...
Who's the person who set the schedule?
The House was in charge of the conference committee. So that was
Ben, Bryce.
Representative Schrage.
Oh, Schrage. And he's the one who said that Glen Farm had agreed to this S-tax thing.
Yeah, I have no comment on that. I don't know.
Your no comment says volumes. I think another BSer there.
Yeah, I just don't know, right? You know, I wasn't privy to those conversations. I don't know. I don't like, you know, is there truth to it? I don't know, right? So I can't even truly comment on it. I just don't know.
No one else witnessed it or heard it.
Right. You know, and I try to be as fair as possible but I can't imagine they did. But again, I can't confirm nor deny it. That's not accurate either.
So. Yes, it's just one of those things you're saying, what the heck?
Yeah. You know, the sad part was is both bodies knew that, and you know, even Chuck Copps in the House, he knew, hey, S-Corp tax is the line in the sand. We got to get the gas line bill out to see if we can even move forward with it. And this truly does not have the support of both bodies, you know. And, you know, I wish our, you know, for me, I wish our Fairbanks, all of our Fairbanks delegation would have stood strong on that point, but we did not, right? We didn't
make the Democrats caved.
Yeah, they decided to go along with it, and I'm like, it was pretty frustrating to see that versus knowing that it's not, literally, the messaging was out there, this will not pass, and the governor already mentioned, I will veto this with this in there, can we get a clean bill? But again, it's DDS, I believe it's totally Dunleavy derangement syndrome, and that's, you know, and you know what, I'm angry with the governor, he vetoed my boundary commission bill, but you know what, Alaska's way bigger than Mike Cronk, and so I'm like, throw that aside. We're going to work on getting a gas.
This issue is much bigger than any issue you guys have looked at in the last 2 years.
Yep, being the adult in the room, you know, put your differences aside and get to work, right? And so here we are, right? We're going to go into a special session. We may not meet till the last 7 days, and I highly doubt that any of the majority is going to be willing to work on a clean gas line bill. We'll probably just adjourn and. There we go, and all hope is lost again, for especially for a majority of our state that is really hurting with. I mean, our whole state's hurting with energy prices, except you know places in the southeast that have really cheap electricity. But
yeah, like Sitka. Yeah, thank you, Senator Stedman. Yeah.
Or Juneau here.
Yeah.
Kilowatt. You know. And that's great. Like you know we're. I'm for everywhere. If it's good for somewhere, I'm good for it because that's what, you know, Alaskans should do. But when a majority of your population is in trouble right now, we should be bending over backwards to figure out how we can solve these issues. And we're just not. This is politics 101 at its best, and it's really sad, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, I thought they did a great job by keeping Geisel Natural Resources out of the conversation. But you know, she's another one with the DDS, Dunleavy dementia syndrome. And, you know, the governor called her out too. Said these are the two,
they are right. And, you know, she said it like a week ago, we just need to
get a new governor. Yeah.
Come back in January. And I'm like, there's things in play right now that, you know, Glen Farm has, you know, worked on, negotiated, you know, like for the pipe for this project, you wait longer and prices, like, you know, every year prices go up. You
yeah.
have the ability to wait, right? And I think that's the frustrating part.
And you're looking at something that Canada is looking at, building a pipe gas line to Vancouver to service the Pacific Rim. And once, if they do, if they pull the trigger before we do, buyers aren't coming to us.
Yeah, they're already set, right? But my thing is you know, I talked to Glen Farn and even a little bit. I said, I just thrown out this weird question. I said, so with the way the world is shaped right now, if you look at the Asian countries, we are stable. America's stable, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I said, I bet they'd be willing to pay more for gas for a 30-year lease on gas than somewhere else because of our stability and because of who we are. And they just shook their head yes, right? So you have that in play also. People say, well, the price is so low. You're going to get countries that are willing to pay more for our gas because they're going to get it all the time. There's no hiccups. There's no Strait of Hormuz, right? And,
yeah.
And it's a 7-day trip from Alaska, not a 14-day trip. It actually, in the end, will be cheaper. And then you build those relationships with those other countries, you know, especially for more resource development and stuff like that, that investment. But we can't even allow that to happen. You know, that's the frustrating part. Just give it the opportunity, right? True. You know, that's all we're asking.
Senator, we're going to take a commercial break here, okay? We'll be back in a few minutes. And Fairbanks, back after these messages and a little bit of bumper music from Cracker, Teen Angst Wet. Whatever that means, whatever that is, I have no idea. I'll have to ask Glenner during the break, but we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The World Cup soccer tournament is now over and done, and the FBI Director Kash Patel spoke with Fox News Digital about how the agency and his partners kept everyone safe during this year's FIFA World Cup.
We had 5,000 personnel from the FBI, over 4,000 from the field, 800 from headquarters, and we had our 59 Homeland Security Task Forces, which are set up by President Trump in the beginning of the administration.
The United States hosted the event with Canada and Mexico. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani suggesting during an interview with the New York Times he's considering whether he can have Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrested if he comes to New York City for the UN General Assembly.
When someone is charged with an international criminal court warrant, it's something that should be taken seriously, whether it's Benjamin Netanyahu or it's Vladimir Putin or whomever else.
On Truth Social, President Trump writes Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape, or form while in the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports Alaska is set to receive more than $6.1 million in new federal grant money, with awards going to tribal governments, nonprofits, and state law enforcement agencies. The dollars are slated for a range of public safety work, from reducing violent crime and helping victims to strengthening juvenile justice efforts and addressing violence against women. The U.S. Department of Justice announced the awards this month through its Office of Justice Programs and the Office on Violence Against Women. With this latest round, the department says its fiscal year 2025 spending in Alaska now tops $97 million. DOJ officials say the new package breaks down to more than $3.9 million coming through the Office on Violence Against Women, along with more than $2.2 million through the Office of Justice Programs. Associate Attorney General Stanley Woodward tied the funding to what he described as the Trump administration's focus on backing public safety initiatives closest to the communities they serve.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, KFARradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business, where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to KFARradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Last winter was so long and cold. I don't know if I can take another one like that.
Care for your home this summer with help from the Woodway.
But Radio Man seems overwhelming and I don't know where to start.
Start your journey toward putting safe fire inside your house at the Woodway.
What if I want a gas fireplace and not a wood stove?
You're in luck. The Woodway has heating appliances for wood, pellet, gas, and heating oil. It's your one-stop shop for heating needs.
Thanks, Radio Man.
Check out rebates in July from Hearthstone and Toyotomi at the Woodway in College Road.
Every traveler dreams of discovering that hidden Italian gem, a place where families gather, recipes are cherished, and every meal becomes a memory. Turns out, I found one in Fairbanks.
At Geraldo's Restaurant, authentic Italian flavors meet Alaska hospitality. Enjoy handcrafted pizzas, classic pasta dishes, hearty entrees, and homemade desserts prepared with care and served with a smile.
My guidebook didn't see this one coming.
Geraldo's Restaurant, the closest thing to Italy without crossing an ocean.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Senator Mike Cronk calling in from Juneau. How you doing, sir? Hello, Senator Cronk, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I hit the wrong button there, but I'm known for that. Sorry.
All good.
I have to interpret this North Korean equipment. Now, we've done this before, but we're going to do it again. Dave's Lottery. The gubernatorial primary is August 18th. I ask everyone, give me your top four in the gubernatorial, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in that order. And you've done it before, but we all get to change, do it as many times as we want. And so far, I don't have any of the same four in order. So, think about it, sir. What are your four that you think now?
Same as the same four last time. You know, four Bs, you know, Bishop, Bernadette, Bronson, and Begich.
In that order?
Not necessarily in order.
What's the order?
I would say with, you know, the Republicans dominating the field, I would say Begich first. You know, if you're just looking at numbers in the, you know, primary.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'd say Begich, Bernadette, Bishop, Bronson. That's a wild guess.
So, Begich, Wilson, Bishop, Bronson.
Yeah.
This is the fun part about it. You've changed your thoughts. And isn't, you know, when you got 17 people running, of course your thoughts are going to change.
Yeah. There's a lot out there.
And there's 16 people running for U.S. Senator.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows the Senator Sullivan and then Dan Sullivan, what they call the decoy Dan, and they know Mary Peltola, and then, you know, then there's the rest. And so that's going to get fun because the top four get to go, and you have some Republicans, you have some Democrats, you have some undeclareds, you have some Green Party. Oh, yeah. Then a U.S. Representative, you have 15. And you had one gentleman who dropped out, Matt Schultz. He's a Democrat. He dropped out on behalf, so it's said that Bill Hill, who's nonpartisan, can, you know, get more votes, and I just don't think he has a chance in Hades to beat Representative Begich, but guess what? Everyone gets to try.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's why we have elections, and you know, I wish some of the Republican people would have exited. You know, because I mean, really, it makes it a tough primary because, you know, some people they're just going to take votes from other people. Like, you know, Bill Walker jumping into the race in my opinion, I talked to some people here yesterday that are pretty, you know, well-versed. And I was like, honestly, Bill Walker jumping in the race takes votes away from Click Bishop more than anybody else. I believe he hurts that in that aspect. He doesn't have a chance to get to the top four. But, yeah. You know, it's I don't know if it's an ego thing or what, but, I mean, some of these people didn't even – I don't even know if they're a blip on the radar on, you know, the polls. And I'm like, come on, guys, the writing's on the wall. You're not going to, you know – Why? I just wouldn't keep wasting people's money. I guess that's my thing. I value people that donate to you and stuff. And if I knew that, like, I mean, I ain't got a chance.
The fifth time he's run for governor?
I believe so. Yeah.
And here's my theory. There is a whole pile of undecided voters. I'm an undecided voter. I get one.
Yep.
I get one. And if I walk, I can't tell you with certainty who I'm going to vote for yet. You know, I like Click Bishop. I like Matt Halala. I like, Adam Crum. I can't tell you who, when I walk in there, who I'm going to mark yet. I really can't. And I think there's a lot of people out there feeling the same way. Do you know who you're going to vote for? I'm not going to ask you who you're going to vote for, but do you know who you're going to vote for when you walk in there today?
I do. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I've kind of made my decision. You know, I mean, my decision is like, I mean, I'll be honest. I just have to look at who do I believe is going to move Alaska forward, and we've been stagnant for so long. Like, how are we going to build Alaska? Are we going to start making sure we're addressing our issues? You know, whether it's deferred maintenance, are we going to maintain our roads, or, you know, are we going to try to push into a new area where there's resource development and create jobs and stuff? So I want to build a state for our kids and grandkids, right? And if we don't start doing that now, we're just going to be absolutely stagnant government laid in state that that's all we rely on. And you know, that's not going to be a very welcoming place for people to want to be, right? I mean.
Very true.
So that's how I have to look at a really big picture, and I try to put politics aside.
Do you know I'm not going to ask you who, but do you know who you're voting for U.S. Senator? I know who I'm voting for.
I'll tell you, that's Mr. Dan S. Sullivan.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Dan J. Sullivan Jr.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a given.
Nope, no, he's not the incumbent. I'm going for Dan S. Sullivan. But it's confusing there. It's confusing. What the heck?
It is. It's sad.
And then, you know, I might go for in United States Representative William Matthew Bronco, or Matthew Bronco Williams. Yeah, that's it. So Matthew, he goes by Bronco Williams. You know, it's sort of like going with John Wayne.
Is there a Jack Daniels running this year?
No, nor is there a Jim Hennessy. Oh, my goodness. So how much longer are you in Juneau for?
Probably tomorrow. Get out of here. Yep. Yeah, you know, so I got, and that's the other thing is, like, you know, you're down here all this time. It's like, you know, you had plans of getting out and visiting your constituents. And, I had so much set up from the end of May through June and July that I just, it's really sad. You're like, hey, sorry, can't make it. Can't make it.
In June, I wish I was there.
Exactly. I mean, I really, that's truly, you know, truly in my heart. It's like, I really wish I was there, but unfortunately, I'm here with this responsibility that I have. So,
I've got something for you. Here's one. Who's the guy who does the dirtiest jobs? What's his name? Mike
Rowe.
Yeah, Mike Rowe. They're trying to get him on my show.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. we'll discuss it.
Yeah.
What the heck, you know, and where'd this come from? But we'll, you know, hey, they're calling me, so what the heck. Anyway, So what are your plans for next session? Not the special session, the next session. You know, you're going to have a new governor, no matter what.
Yeah, new governor. We're all going to be, you know, new. We'll have a new, you know, Senate majority, new Senate minority, you know, and so here you always, you know, we're having conversations with people and, hey, how do we build a majority that's going to work for Alaskans? And, you know, I mean, it's never easy, right? You know, because you can't have, like, in a Senate or the House, you know, the House can't have 21 member majority. That simply doesn't work. Nor can we have an 11 member Senate.
One person can hold everyone ransom.
Correct. Right. So you have to think a little bigger and how do you get there? So, you know, we're working on that. You know, we're hoping we can have something where, you know, we control gavels and, you know, we have that leadership, you know, ability to get stuff done for Alaska, you know, versus holding things up. And so, yeah, it's not going to be easy, but got to try.
There you go. What the heck?
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take another break, okay?
Yep.
And we'll be back. Fairbanks, after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Attention small clinics, dental, and medical offices. Tired of overpaying for your medical waste disposal? Golden Heart Waste Management is your local solution right here in Fairbanks. We pick up, treat, and dispose of your medical waste without shipping it out of town. That means faster service and real savings. See what Golden Heart Waste Management can do for you. Call 907-455-4496. Or get a quick quote at ghwmfairbanks.com. If you haven't gotten a quote from us, you're probably paying too much.
Does it take skill or luck to catch the largest silver salmon and win $10,000 in the Valdi Silver Salmon Derby? Well, luck or skill, that's debatable. But it's definitely lucky if you catch the largest silver salmon during the Salmon Slam Tournament. The largest silver salmon caught between August 28th and September 6th will win $1,000 cash in addition to regular derby prizes. Visit ValdisFishDerbies.com for more info on events and fish derbies in Valdis. And remember, friends don't let friends fish without a derby ticket.
You find your calm and steady out on the trail, wherever Alaska's wilderness calls you, and you keep answering that call every time. The next hunt, the next fishing trip, or camping with the family. Living in Alaska gives you the opportunity to explore. Finding your Alaska is a journey that will always lead you just beyond your next campsite. Frontier Outfitters is here, so you can be there. Alaskan proven equipment, the brands you trust. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
In Alaska, trust matters, especially when it comes to your gold. Gold Buyers of Alaska is one of the largest refiners in the state, buying placer mining material from miners across Alaska. From Nome to Coldfoot to Chicken, they've built a reputation for honest, transparent service and fast turnaround. Whether it's 3 ounces or 1,000, they've got your back with competitive pricing every single day. Ask around camp, ask a miner who they trust. Gold Buyers of Alaska.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 80. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 50. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 69. Cloudy skies expected. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Senator, how you doing, sir?
Doing good. Doing good, David.
You know, it's interesting. I just look at this situation in Juneau, and I always say to myself, no matter what, there's going to be another session in Juneau. No matter what, there's going to be an election. And now I look at it and say, no matter what, they're going to be trying to get a gas line next year if Glen Farm still wants to do it.
Right, right. That's the question. Are they even interested? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, they invested their own money, and they, you know, they're clear from day one. We weren't commitment to pay them back, right?
So
yeah, it's like yeah,
yeah. They went in $50 million of work and. They didn't ask for anything. I mean, right. Usually there's some certainty of if it gets scuttled or derailed down the line, we get a percentage payback, but they asked for nothing. Total transparency.
Right. Yep.
Well, when it reconfigures, you think you'll be on Senate Finance again?
Things are open right now, so we'll
yeah. Oh, come on. I'm trying to pin you down, man.
I wasn't born yesterday. who knows, right? You know, I look at myself as the ultimate team player. You know, I want to do what it takes to be in the leadership as a caucus, right? And move Alaska forward, and you know, be that for whoever the governor is there too, right? You know, you got to make sure you have those relationships. So that's first and foremost is Alaska is number one overall. So myself is, you know, I'm pretty selfless. So I'll tackle whatever I need to tackle to make Alaska move forward. So I, you know, not committing to anything. You know, yeah, I would like to be, but you know, there's if other things pop up that you know we need to get done or have somebody in those positions, I'm more than willing to do that too.
Yeah, you know, it gets interesting, and we're just getting inundated with political commercials. You know, I don't have your normal cable system. I'm on the Roku channel, and my God, you know, you'll sit there, and there'll be about three things from Mary Pattola, two things from Senator Sullivan, then you get the governors, you know, people coming in, and you're saying to yourself, my God, you know, whoever, this is a revenue season for political advertising. Whoever the recipients are, you guys, they're doing really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The radio stations, you know, anybody printing, at, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
They love elections.
Take me to the river.
Yep, yep.
Oh, my goodness. You got 3 more years after this, don't you?
Two more,
that's right.
Yeah, so 2028. Yep.
And your area is the size of what, Montana?
California.
Oh, sorry. I got to equate you with the most liberal state. One of those that we have.
Yeah, I would just say it's bigger than Texas. How's that?
I like that one. Yes. You know, how many communities? I remember looking at all the different polling places, all the precincts, and it was absolutely ridiculous how many you had. You know, like there was about 60 of them.
Yeah, I think there is, yeah. I think we have about 60 legit, you know, communities in the district. And obviously anything off the road is very spread out, you know. It's
yeah.
You're coming by river or airplane, you know. And that's what makes it difficult, you know. So, and I was just actually talking to somebody about this the other day. It's like, you know, do you realize that my office account as a senator is the exact same amount of money as a senator in Anchorage? And I told the person, they can knock on every constituent's door. I said, I'm not a big, hey, equity and all this crazy crap. I don't buy that. You know, I live where I live. But I said, I am probably going to go present a
bill.
To say, hey, can I get an extra $20,000 in my office account that must be spent on travel only? It can't be used for anything else.
Yeah,
I can go touch my constituents, and that would only get me, you know, a few of them, you know, every year, right? A few different villages and stuff. And the guy that I was talking to, you know, he's like, that actually is very reasonable. And I said, very specific. It has to be for travel to your constituents.
Off-road travel.
Correct, right? You can't use it for ads or mailers. It has to be for this. And so I think I'm going to propose that because it's very difficult. You know, I know when Click was a senator, you know, and I was the rep, we got to share a little bit so we could split funds and make that work. But I hate the word equitable. It's really not equitable when somebody can knock on doors and have the same amount of money as I do to touch my constituents.
You mean like Senator Kawasaki?
Yeah, he has the same amount. He can knock on every door. You know, my 20,000, you know, if I had a charter plans, that would get me like 5 communities for the year. You know, that would be it.
Yeah.
So.
Snow machine, man. Oh, that's right. You're usually gone when snow machine weather is good.
Yeah, I would love to do that. You throw in March, man, I'd be snow machining up and down the Yukon. That would just be hot. But, I'm in Juneau.
Yeah. What? Have you been looking at any of the fish and game regulations or any of the predator uses?
Yeah, I'm always on top of that. You know, right now, one of the big things I'm working on is working with the Delta Bison Working Group. We created that group, and we got to create a meeting here because we really want to get the users involved of how we can better, you know, manage the bison range, which hasn't been managed at all. We need to get it out of Fish and Game's hands and turn it over to the farmers who know actually how to farm land.
Yeah.
You know, like
treat them as range animals.
Yeah, we with the buy-in, we could build this. You could literally build that herd to 1,000 animals, and you can shoot 30% of a bison herd. So we can shoot 300 animals. You know, just think of all the revenue that provides for the local community Delta, and then the meat provided. That's a big deal. But we have to be able to try to keep those bison out of the farmers' fields, and there's a way to do it. Those farmers know how to do that. They know what to plant. To keep them out of there, and we just, you know, we need to buy in with Fish and Game to get out of the way, because they really haven't managed anything over there. It's been kind of sad. So, you know, those kind of things. Yeah, obviously, predator control is very important. You know, our sheep populations are down. A lot of that is due to weather, which we don't control. But
yeah.
You know, if you got the weather, let's make sure we knock our predators down. We want to, you know, as much as possible to give those sheep a chance. And
you know, it always seems like 95% of the regulation goes on the 5% of the users who take, and that's the human population.
Yeah.
Sad. You know, it's is predator control correct in certain areas or is it not? You know, like the bison herds, you know, things like that. But the regulation is always against the human take. It doesn't help the other takes that happen out in nature.
Right. Correct. Right. Yeah. I'm going to laugh because this morning, I had to take Senator Rauscher to the airport, and he goes, hey, don't walk down the stairs this way. And he goes, you'll know why. And I have three garbage cans out there, the bear-proof ones, and a black bear literally flipped that. He got it open, and there was trash everywhere. You know what? And they're okay with that here. That's okay, you know, versus where we live. Yeah, we take care of that problem real quick.
It's called the slug gun.
I'll drive around town and see if, you know, pull up to a bear eating trash, you know, and I'm like, but yeah, you can't hunt anywhere close to here. You can't do this. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. You know, it's like, yeah, you can't have that kind of stuff right in the middle of where people are and stuff. But no, we gotta work to make sure we're, you know, provide, you know, we gotta make sure our game populations are healthy and, you know, our fish are coming back, and we have a lot of work to do. You know, my, you know, estimation of what's going on, there's a lot of work to be done, and, you know, we just got to get the right people in to get it done. You know, that's the bottom line.
So you're flying out of Juneau tomorrow. What's on your agenda over the next 30 days besides this sort of like shutting down, relaxing, a few constituent issues, and then, you know, whatever happens on August 7th happens on August 7th?
Go home for a couple of days, and I got to get constituent stuff on the weekend, and then hopefully I'll zoom down to Kenai and do some dip netting.
Oh, boo. Boo. And then, you're trying to fill your freezer, are you?
No, you know what? I'm not crazy about sockeyes, but I share a lot of them.
Yeah.
I want silvers and kings for making salmon strips, but I'll can some of them, but it's more like sharing with people. It's the fun of just being around, doing it down
there. That is true. Yeah, it's yeah, the experience.
And then hopefully, you know, August 1st, caribou season, hopefully they're along the steeps of the 40 mile, and I'll go try to get a caribou. And in between, trying to do constituent stuff. I know I got the Deltana Fair and Delta and a Kenny Lake Fair, all this stuff in August, you know, and stuff. So then a couple weddings, you know, it's going to be, it wasn't going to be an easy summer anyways, but this really compressed everything. And then it's moose season, which I just disappear, right? Moose season's like time to disappear and go take care of business.
Go get the biggest bovine in America. Yep. I mean, the biggest deer species.
Yep, got to get that meat.
Yeah, are you going to shoot one, or are you going to go get roadkill?
I don't even
know. Listen, you know, you piss me off every year by going sheep hunting, you jerk.
Oh, I'll get one of those in for sure. It won't be as long as I want, but I'm going to at least go sit in the mountains for a couple of days, you know, with some campfires and maybe find a sheep, you know. I mean, that's just a bonus. That'll be a bonus if I do that. But
good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't have as much time this year to get it out of your system, but, you know, I love fall. Basically from about August 15th to, say, October 15th, I think that's the best time in Alaska. You know, the weather starts changing every day. You know, you can just smell the fall, see the leaves changing, hunting, fishing. That's the best time.
I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely. Fall is the best time that, you know. But, I mean, I love every season, but the fall definitely has its edge. So, yep.
Well, Senator, I greatly appreciate your time, sir. And travel well. And Godspeed to you, and thank you again.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, sir. And that's our interview with Senator Mike Kronk. I really enjoy his transparency. Very, very. He's become a very good friend. And, you know, I just trust his decision-making process. I've never asked him to vote a specific way or anything like that. He's one of those people that when he was elected, he had his standards, and there were high standards and good standards. So good for Mike, good for Senator Kronk there. And Fairbanks, you have a good day, and I will see you tomorrow.
News and conversation.